Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. So guys, I'm going to be real. I just put on my headset because I need to record an intro for another episode. And the moment that this headset comes on, something comes through and is like, girl, it's time to talk. So this is a total impromptu episode. Pretty much, I say that every episode because they all are. But this is on a topic that I just jot down in my phone. Like, do you guys ever do that? You're like walking around, you just like this word or sentence comes through and you're like, oh my God, I need to write that down. Like something about that word in me needs to like happen later on. And that word was spiritual comparison. And I just knew that that is such a thing. It's such a thing that I've dealt with, and I am sure that so many listeners of the podcast have dealt with too. So I haven't fully formulated my thoughts like I never do on this subject, but I just wanted to open up and share with you what's coming through, what I intuitively feel like a lot of us are feeling, and how we can move past it. So what spiritual comparison means to me, and it may mean different things to different people, is comparing ourselves the same way that we would with someone who we believe has a better body than us, or a better lifestyle, better clothes, better relationship. Again, there's no such thing as better or worse. It's all perspective. But we think that that person has something that we do not, that they are superior to us in that way. So a lot of times it happens for those reasons. But what I have been picking up on is that as spirituality is becoming more and more mainstream, we are seeing people who talk about how they're just clairvoyant and they were just born with these gifts, or this guide just came through and delivered them that message, or, you know, Jesus came up to them and told them this, and like aliens abducted them and like gave them magical powers and all of these things. And it's really cool, but we're still humans and we're still, you know, going through the process of being enlightened. Let's hope we get there one lifetime, but we're still human right now. And sometimes, like, let's not lie, you hear those things and it makes you feel like, what am I doing wrong? Have you ever felt that way? Like, maybe it's just me, but have you ever felt like, oh, like, why don't I have the ability to like tap in and ask my intuition for whatever I want, and it just like shows up in a holograph in front of me? Like, why doesn't Mary Magdalene like whisper in my ear? Like, why can't I like have talks with ghosts, you know, whatever it is? And I'm not even just joking about this, it's for real, this happens to people. And then we begin to take on those stories of, well, I'm not conscious enough. I'm not enlightened enough. I haven't done enough spiritual work. Therefore, I am inferior to others. And this is so not the case. It's so important for us to realize that spirituality is not a one path road. There are infinite roads that are infinitely changing. It's like, you know, the power of N, right? There's infinite possibilities of what that N can stand for. And in the spirituality category, it's not like you're either a yogi or you're an Akashic record person or you're a manifester and like these are the paths and like these are the levels and like this person's over here. There's actually so many spectrums, and you can be across and between multiple and between all. You can be changing paths. You can be carving your own path, which I really hope everyone does. So really, to compare ourselves to anyone else doesn't make sense, because there is no one path. There is no one marathon that it's just up to your own speed. We're not all going to the same place. In fact, there's no destination. Really, the destination is up to us to decide. So with this spiritual comparison, it comes down to the basic flaw that there is nothing to compare in the spirit world. The spirit world is undescribable. And to even compare it to fashion or someone's body or something else that can almost be physically associated with one another delineates the gravitas of what spirit really is. I know I just got really like vocabulary teacher on you over there, but pretty much it's just denoting how heavy weighted real spirit is. So how do we overcome this? Like, we're like, yeah, I know it's really stupid for me to compare myself to like a psychic, but it still is showing up for me. Totally fine. So the first thing to do is just to acknowledge it, to just acknowledge that, like, maybe you hear things and it makes you feel unworthy. It makes you feel not mystical enough, not special enough, not developed enough, not mature enough, whatever it is, to just acknowledge what that is. Maybe it's a specific aspect of yourself that you're carrying shame around. Maybe it's a specific person that you could see yourself having similar gifts to them, and the fact that yours haven't developed in that way, you feel inferior. Maybe it's someone that the way that they talk about their spirituality feels a little pretentious to you. That happens all the time. And that's okay. That's your take on it, which actually is just a reflection of you and has nothing to do with them, but it is still your right to feel that way. So, you know, some people, they almost speak about their spiritual power in this way that they're not noticing, but it can feel like they're acting superior to others. Like, I'm going to be honest about this. I've seen this happen a lot in the spiritual world. They're like, oh, I'm just so clairvoyant that, you know, I just like read people's thoughts. So I just can't be around anyone with bad thoughts because it's just like darts into my head or whatever. So it almost feels like you're like, okay, relax, like get off your high horse. And then that can kind of cause some aggression in you. It can take you take a few steps back in your vibration at that time. You're like, I want to slap a bitch. That's how I'm feeling right now. But that's okay, because that is just you responding to something inside of yourself that needs to be looked at. So is it the way that they're saying it? Is it something that it's bringing up in you? Like, go into what that thing is. And most of the time, it comes down to worthiness. It comes down to, well, if I don't have the abilities of someone else, that makes them more worthy than I. And truly, if there's one thing that you can grasp in entire consciousness, is that we're all one. Beyond the doshas and the archetypes and the mystical beings and all of these, you know, ways that we categorize ourselves, we truly are all one. And anyone who is spiritual will agree with that. Anyone who is saying, oh, well, I'm better than someone else, is not actually an intuitive person. So when we can realize that we are all one, that no one is unworthy, we are all equally worthy, then we're able to acknowledge and celebrate other people's gifts. And a really beautiful shift that I made when I used to feel triggered that people had these intuitive abilities that I felt like I didn't have, was I would use it as an opportunity to expand my consciousness of what is possible. So I would think, wow, I don't have the ability to, you know, talk to spirits, but that person does. And that's really awesome. And that means it's possible for us humans. Or, wow, that person can remember when they were born. I can't, but that's really cool. Like, again, it's showing me a new pathway of possibilities. Because we're not all going to be born with the same gifts. If we were, they wouldn't be gifts. So when someone is able to do something that's miraculous, that's out of the blue, it's just an affirmation that you too are able to do something that's miraculous and out of the blue. But it's going to be different things. And if it was the exact same thing, then it wouldn't be a gift for you just as much as it wouldn't be for them. So when we can truly celebrate and use other people's experiences to expand our own, there's a term called compersion. And compersion is to genuinely be as happy for other people's successes and happiness as we are for our own. And this is such a deep level of spirituality, because a lot of times we're like, oh, I'm so happy for you. And it's almost something that we say, but we don't truly embody But when we can really just like embody that, like, oh my God, that must have felt so amazing that you communicated with your grandma. And to really just like feel into that, like, wow, like this person, imagine how much that could have meant to someone. Imagine how life-changing that would be. Wow, it's possible to communicate to the deceased. That makes it maybe possible for me too, or maybe I'll go to someone who can do that if that's not my gift. But to really be happy for that person. That is how we blossom. And the spiritual gifts that you have now are not the ones that you're stuck with. It's not like, okay, it was this like game of magical, what is it, musical chairs, and whatever chair you ended up with, those are your gifts for this lifetime. No. If you actually talk to most super intuitive people, they didn't develop those gifts until later on in their lives. Yes, some of them from the time they were children, but most of them, I think something happened or they went through their own awakening and these gifts started to appear. And it's not like they appear and then they stop. Your gifts will continue to appear. And the more you can speak the language of the soul, the closer that you can get with your consciousness, the more you will notice these gifts. Because these gifts exist inside of you already, but they're waiting for the perfect time to develop and to show themselves when you are ready for it. My favorite way of reading books is actually listening to them. Yes, I'm a self-proclaimed Audible junkie. Why? Because I'm able to walk, spend time in nature, clean my house, do all the things I need to do while still getting really high vibe content coming straight into my ears. If you love podcasts, then you are the perfect person to begin listening to audiobooks. If you would like to get started with a free audiobook of your choice, head over to audibletrial.com/highestselfpodcast. Again, Audible, audible.com/highestselfpodcast, and you'll receive any audiobook of your choice absolutely free. Want more video content from me? Well, head over to my YouTube channel to check out my new show, Ask Sahara, where I will be answering your questions each week related to all things spirituality, entrepreneurship, Ayurveda, wellness, self-care, relationships, and everything in between. Head over to youtube.com/Sahara Rose. And if you have any questions that you would like me to answer on Ask Sahara, simply send me an email over at questions@eatfeelfresh.com. We already have a bunch of episodes live talking about all things from how to know if you're a cross between two doshas and what should you eat, how to become more confident, how do you find the one, how to shift into abundance mindset, and so much more. So head over to youtube.com/Sahara Rose to dive in. Are you interested in having a career focused on health and wellness? Well, if so, then the universe is calling you to become a holistic health coach. I am offering this incredible deal, a discount of $1,500 off my alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school with guest teachers such as Deepak Chopra, Chris Carr, Dr. Hyman, Dr. Andrew Whale, and so many others. It is split between 6 months of health coaching programs teaching you hundreds of nutritional theories, including Ayurveda, as well as 6 months of business coaching. And as an additional bonus, I am offering a webinar where I will teach you how to use social media to create a thriving career as a health coach. On top of that, I have created a private Facebook community just for the Highest Self podcast listeners who are becoming health coaches to connect with each other, meet up with each other, and support one another on this journey. So if you're interested, send an email over to Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. Again, Sahara at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. And I will personally send you back the email that will allow you to get a $1,500 off discount, as well as my business coaching webinar and the private Facebook group. I'm so excited for you to begin your journey as a health coach. We all want to be more mindful and well-read, but it's hard to read all of the books that are out there and still have time to, you know, practice self-care and take a shower. Well, there's an app that I have just for you, and that is called Blinkist, the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can either read or listen to. I love Blinkist because in less than 15 minutes, I feel like I can fast track my way to a more intelligent and informed version of me. They have so many incredible books like The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, Starts with Why by Simon Sinek, Becoming Michelle Obama, 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and so much more. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/Sahara to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/Sahara to start your free 7-day trial. So right now, the image just came through of a volcano, a dormant volcano. And that volcano has the potential to be full of lava. It has the potential to destroy an island and then create a new one at any time. But that lava only erupts when the volcano is ready. So most of us are not even aware of the lava, the magical powers that exist inside of us, that we are fully able to change every aspect of our reality. But we have to be ready for the results of those changes. Most of us who are in that almost angry state that, why don't I have those intuitive abilities? You have to overcome whatever that anger is, whatever that resentment is. And once you overcome that and you experience the compersion, then naturally the gifts come through. So when I was, you know, starting with Ayurveda and all of this stuff, I definitely was not an intuitive at all. Maybe I used my intuition, but I would never call myself an intuitive by any means. And I still am not a psychic. But I've definitely become more and more intuitive. Now I'm trusting of my intuition. I'm able to download information. I'm able to channel streams of consciousness. These were things that I was doing, but the door that I had open for them was like an inch open. So like a stream of it would come through and I'd be like, oh yeah, I don't even know what that was. And I wouldn't even think about it. Let's say you're writing a school paper and just like words are flowing out, you know, and you're just really into the paper. Like that's actually you channeling, but you're not calling it channeling. You're just calling it like, I don't know. I just wrote that paper really fast. Words were just coming through, but that was channeling. Or when you have a conversation with someone and you just feel all this advice, like beautiful words of wisdom coming out of your mouth, that's channeling right there. Or when you like have a feeling about this guy you went on a date with and everything went fine, but you have a feeling that something's off. That's you being an intuitive. Or you see a friend, even from the way they text you, you're like, something's up. Like I can feel something is wrong. That's you being an intuitive. So we're doing this all the time, but we're not giving ourselves credit for it. And then the people who have given themselves credit for it because they've recognized that these are beautiful gifts, we become almost irritated by them or feel worse than them. But really, they're just claiming what you also have inside of you, which are incredible abilities to do almost unhuman things, things that we weren't taught were possible for us, but very much are encoded in who we are and are actually the cause behind so many of humans' most beautiful creations, from the pyramids of Giza to the Machu Picchu to the computer. So these were all downloads. These were all streams of consciousness. And I think for a lot of people, they like listen to intuitives or channelers or psychics. And that person's like, oh, spirit told me this. Oh, yeah, Abraham told me that, whatever. And we're like, what? Is this the spirit whispering in your ear telling you things? And I've spoken to a lot of them, and that's not actually how it is. It's coming through your own voice. So when you're having a conversation with someone and like words are coming through that you almost feel like you need to say, that's actually spirit. You can call it spirit. You can call it yourself. You can call it your highest self. You can call it whatever you want. That's actually the same download stream that they're speaking about. They're just labeling it, oh, my spirit guide, Juan, or whatever they are calling it. So we're oftentimes comparing ourselves to the exact capabilities that we have right now. It's just labeled differently. So one, it's important to recognize what you already have. Two, it's important to recognize that when someone else is sharing their gifts, that doesn't take away from your own, but shows you that these things are possible. Three, you're probably already doing a lot of these intuitive things and you just don't have words for it. That's how I always share about Ayurveda. There's probably a lot of Ayurvedic things that we're all already doing, from eating cold foods when it's warm and warm foods when it's cold, and tongue scraping and dry brushing and oil pulling and drinking tea, and all of these things are Ayurvedic, but you may not have known that. So we're all practicing intuition at all times. We are all channeling. We are all downloading. We are all feeling sensory fifth dimensional beings. But most of us have not claimed our power. And when we claim it and we own it and we say, yes, that's me channeling source. Yes, that's me communicating to my highest self. Yes, these are the words coming through. Like, I have friends that, and people, it's like so up to you personally what you want to call it. Like, I have friends that every time they have something to say, they're like, my guides told me to say this. So you could say every idea you have is coming from your guides. Maybe that's your perspective on how it's coming through. Whereas other people would say, no, that was, I want to say this, or my highest self wants to say this, or I'm feeling this come through. So these are just different ways of saying the exact same thing. It's not like when the guides say it, it sounds one way, and when the highest self says it, says another way, and a channeler, it's another way. And I just like really wanted to clarify this because I wish someone had for me, because I was always very confused that there's all these different paths to take, and there were like these skills you have to learn. It's almost like there's this Hogwarts that I had to sign up for, but I didn't know where it was. I had to find, like, you know, the rail station and fly through the wall to get in. And like, where do people learn these things, you know? Because we're not taught this in school. And just from figuring it out and talking to people and being curious, I'm realizing it's literally all the same thing. But in shamanism, you have some names for it. And in Reiki, you have some names for it and whatever. But it's all just tuning in. So those thoughts that you have, that could be your spirit guide. That could be your spirit animal. That could be whatever it is that you want to call it. Whatever resonates with you. And truly what is resonating with you will have much to do with your human self. Because we all choose modalities that ring comfortable to us. So some of us naturally were going to gravitate more towards the airy stuff because we're more Vata. We want to do more of the channely, esoteric, alien, downloady, that type of stuff, very airy. Some of us really love the shamanic path, the fire, the animals, that wisdom. And some of us, we really love the earth path, the path of the medicine woman, the path of the witch, the path of the elf. You know, mystical beings has been coming up for me a lot. So that's up to you to decide, and you're not stuck with one. In different times of your life, in different stages, different modalities may come through, and you don't have to conform to one. But this is so important in the conversation of spiritual comparison, because when we can see that source is just one energy that's flowing through, like imagine source is the sun, and the sun rays are hitting all of us at the same time. But for me, I may have sunglasses on, so it's hitting me a little differently. And you may be pale, so it's burning you a bit. And I may be tan and have a lot of melanin in my skin, so it's flowing differently through me, but it's the same sun. So it's all the same insight, whether you're on ayahuasca or whether you're a nun. It's the same source. So there's nothing to compare yourself to. All you're comparing yourself to is someone else's interpretation of what you are experiencing. That's it. Would the rabbi compare himself to the priest? Oh, why does the priest get to talk to Jesus and I have to talk to Moses? And the imam is saying, well, I got to talk to Muhammad. It's the same source, different vocabulary. And we can tap into that. And we can see that we're all literally from this one fabric, which I know it sounds really like a reggae song, like we're on one forever. Like, but really, when you can just tap into, we're all of the same soul. And that soul has just fragmented in different ways, but it's all trying to get back to that same mother, that same meaning, that same son. Then we have such compassion for every person's interpretation. We find beauty in it. Oh my God, how beautiful that the way source comes through you is through this vehicle. How beautiful that Jesus is your path. How beautiful that Lemuria is your path. How stunning that Durga is the one who's taught you the same source that Lakshmi has taught me. And we honor each person for being a reflection of this divine light. This is how we stop spiritually comparing ourselves. There is no way to win. If you think there is, you're not even playing the right game. When we can truly tap into how magnificent this gift is to be here, to have these souls, to be on this planet at this time, like really feel into that, really feel into the magic that everything is, then you see how small it makes this enormous soul of yours to compare yourself. It's like turning an ocean into a droplet. It's like disgracing Mother Nature to ever think that you are not worthy. You know, imagine telling a kid, oh, you're not worthy. You said goo goo gaga, and the answer was doo doo dada. Like, no, that's what's coming through for the kid. The kid is channeling goo goo gaga, and you're channeling Saraswati, and you're channeling Buddha, and you don't even know what you're channeling yet, and that's so freaking beautiful. So when we can come back into this place of compassion, of wonderment, of truly being grateful, then comparison is a far, far afterthought. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you loved this episode, I would love to share with you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which is different from my book, Eat Feel Fresh. It is my unreleased, never to be released book because it is now part of my Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type program. I would love to send it to you absolutely free. All you got to do is leave me a review in the iTunes store, take a screenshot and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, take a screenshot of the review and email it to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com, and I will send you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Namaste.